for the administration committee meeting on Wednesday, October 19th. This meeting is being conducted with remote members in accordance with the governor's executive orders, numbers 5,000 something something, whatever they are. We have myself being remote. We have Alderman Solden, Alderman Tarulis, and Alderman Transier in person, and we have staff present and remote as well. So we have, looks like nobody online for citizens' comments. Is there anybody in the room for citizens' comments?
There is not.
Okay, moving on. We have minutes for correction and approval from August 17th, 2022. Any comments? Take those as presented. New business number one, admin 2022-43, budget report for August and September 2022.
Just a couple of things I wanted to highlight. Last month, September, we did receive our second and final allotment of ARPA proceeds. So that's $1.4 million coming into the general fund. And I just wanted to comment briefly on sales and non-home rule sales. Obviously, we're not experiencing the growth that we experienced last year, although we still are up a little bit through October from a budgetary standpoint. I think municipal sales is about tracking about 3% higher, and non-home rule is tracking about 4% higher. So that's still positive news. I don't think we're going to get another 25% increase like last year, but at least we're still heading in a positive direction. So. That's really all I have for the budget report. It's kind of hard to believe we're almost halfway through the fiscal year, but here we are.
Thank you, Rob. Does anybody have any questions on those? This is an informational item for us.
Nope.
Hearing none, our next item, admin 2022-44, but treasurer's report for September 22.
So beginning fund balance of $27,366,832. We had year-to-date revenues of $22,181,194, year-to-date expenses of $18,161,806, for a projected ending fund balance of $31,386,220.
Anybody have any questions or comments on that?
Nope.
Any objection to this going on to consent?
Nope, nope.
All right, well, move that forward to consent then. Next item, admin 2022-45, cash statement for May through August of 2022.
As always, we have our cash balances and various bank accounts on the first page, and then our investment balances comprised of CDs and U.S. Treasury securities on the second. So if there's any questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions? Again, this is an informational item.
Nope.
All right, moving on, admin 2022-46, website report for August and September of 2022. Here.
The trend continues that our website hits are going down and our social media hits are going up, especially during the event season that you see from hometown days. So we'll just keep plugging along and making our social media really pop. We are getting ready to do a website redesign. Similar to how we did it 2 years ago, it is within our contract. It's just a refresh to the way it makes it look on the website. So we'll bring back some options to you and have you really walk through the process with staff and Civic Plus, our website provider, in a new look for 2023.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions on the reports or the website refresh that's coming? All right, again, this is informational. Moving on, we have admin 2022-47, the meeting schedule for 2023. Anybody have any questions or comments on that? There don't seem to be any holiday conflicts or anything of the sort.
I'm good.
All right, this one we move to City Council for approval.
It will go with all of the other committee and city council meetings probably in November.
All right, very good. If nothing else, we'll move on. Admin 2022-48, Annual Treasurer's Report.
So this is the Annual Treasurer's Report, as always, for fiscal year 2022. It always starts off with a summary statement of operations, just showing beginning fund balance, revenues, expenses, other financing sources and uses, which are just transfers in and out, and then the ending projected fund balance or net position. It covers all the major funds, and then it groups all the non-major funds into fund type categories. I will update the link on the bottom of the chart there, probably tomorrow, once I get the final audited financials back from the auditor. So as always, it just lists all the revenues or receipts, as they're called in the treasurer's report, of all the various funds. It lists all the employees, both full-time and part-time, of the city in $25,000 buckets. And then it lists all the vendors that we paid throughout the course of the fiscal year, any vendor we paid over $2,500 is included in this report. So assuming approval by, or assuming council okays it at the meeting coming up, we will publish this in the Kendall County Record by the end of the month.
Any questions or comments on the report?
Yeah.
I believe the cover memo said informational, but correct me if I'm wrong, but this goes to council because this is a publication.
Yes, it's been my, yeah, it's been our past practice.
Okay, so this we would move to consent?
That's fine.
Yeah. All right. Next item, admin 2022-49, fiscal year end 2022 budget report, unaudited.
So I'm pleased to report that even though it says unaudited, you'll see the same numbers next week when we present the audit. So the auditors didn't have any adjusting journal entries, which is certainly always a good thing. I won't go too in-depth to it with it right now. I don't want to spoil my presentation for next week. But operations performed very well over the course of fiscal year 2022. Obviously, the big news is sales tax, which increased 25%, which is incredible year over year. The income tax did very well, very good as well, 28% year over year increase. And I did notice, too, I was encouraged by some of the smaller revenue streams in the general fund that actually were impacted by COVID, such things as hotel tax, video gaming tax, amusement and admissions tax. You can see some pretty significant dips there in FY21, but at the end of FY22, all those revenue streams have returned to either their FY20 levels or even have gone above and beyond that, which is certainly encouraging. So the general fund finished fiscal year 2022 with a $1.45 million surplus. General fund balance of over $10 million for the first time in the city's history, so that's certainly good news. And the water and sewer funds are also doing quite well at the end of FY22. The water fund had a small deficit of about $110,000, but still has a pretty strong fund balance, 75%, if I recall from the report. And the sewer fund, too, actually had a small surplus of about $110,000, and that's about $1 million in fund balance in the fiscal year 2022. So more to come next week when we do the full audit presentation. But here's a little precursor as to what to expect next council meetings.
Sounds good. Thank you, Rob, for that. Does anybody have any questions or comments on the year-end budget report? No, this is informational for us, and as Rob said, we will hear more next week. All right, moving on. Admin 2022-50, Ordinance Amending the Yorkville City Code, Title 1, Chapter 7, Section 3, Procurements.
So this was last updated by the City Council in April of 2021. Since that time, when we've gone through different processes and looked to the code for different processes and how to purchase items in the city along with land and property, we've noticed that some things within the ordinance were not up to date. So Kathy, along with myself and Rob and Bart, have all gone through this updated code with a fine-tooth comb and updated language to new processes and then deleted any redundant language within. So this does clean up several sections within the procurement code. If anybody has questions on the specificities of it, I can go through it. Or if you don't have questions, I would ask that it be approved at the City Council next week.
Does anybody have questions or comments on the procurement ordinance changes?
You guys had already been following this ordinance previously. It just needed to be
ratified.
Okay.
Correct. Yes, in terms of purchasing or selling property, we have been following the Illinois Municipal Code. It just wasn't written out in our code, so now we're writing it in black and white within the code itself.
Good.
Anybody else have questions or comments? I had one regarding the spending limits, letter J. It does say that department heads have the authority up to $24,999. Is that a collective number, or is that an individual spend at one time?
So
individual should be individual spend at one time. So like if they're buying a car and it's less than $25,000, they can purchase it. And then if they spend more than $25,000 with that same vendor later in the year, even if it's for something technically a little different, should be city council approval. So that hasn't changed in like the 20 years that I've been here, other than the spending threshold used to be 20 grand, and then when the state increased it to 25, we adopted that accordingly.
So my only question on that, and I think you addressed part of it, Bart, is if it's with the same vendor, it basically does have a cap of $25,000 before it goes to council. Generally, yeah. Is kind of how you put that.
Yep.
So
if it's loosely related to the same project or item, then yes, it requires city council approval. So like the example that I can think of off the top of my head would be like office supplies. You know, if we order 12 months worth of office supplies from the same vendor and it comes in, I don't know, 3 month tranches, you know, that might not, require city council approval. So, and that's why you look at the annual treasurer's report. You kind of figure out, like, you know, where we're spending money so that you can see which vendors we're spending it.
Okay, because this also goes to the kind of the comment of the $25,000 for the administrator for. So we can continuously turn around $25,000 increments. Is there any, who's having the oversight on whether or not it's the same vendor or not, other than at the end of the year when we get to look at the audits?
On a day-to-day basis, it would be me and to a lesser extent Rob, which ultimately you would hold me accountable if we were doing something funny. And then after that, it's, you know, basically up to the city council through, you know, reviewing the bill list, reviewing the annual treasurer's report to make sure that, you know, that I'm managing that process properly. I will say that in my history, especially with Kathy as an attorney, we've tended to err on the side of caution where, you know, like the fireworks, if we know that we're spending more than $25,000, you know, even though they're for four or five different shows, we try to get those approved all at once. And get city council approval that way. There's not a question later.
And I've noticed that, and I've appreciated that. So my last question is this a frequent occasion for the $25,000, or is it something that could be easily itemized during admin meetings on maybe a quarterly basis?
We brought a report every bill list for anything above $5,000, actually, at the request from the mayor, to send that to him. If you're interested, we can throw that email around, and so you can kind of see everything between 5 and 25, you know, just run a couple bill lists to see if you still want
that. If we want to try that a couple times, if the committee is up for that, I think that might be good for a little oversight following through the procurement here.
Yep.
So that works, and I think that was the only item that I had. It's actually the other question I had is change orders. I-1, there's a comment, if change orders from any public works contract, is there a reason it's specifically for public works in this line item and not any other parts?
That's just mimicking the state law. That's all we're doing there is restating it. And we're restating it so that it's clear for any staff member that's reading it that they don't accidentally approve a change order above that dollar amount, because then you're looking at, I don't really remember what level felony it is, but it's a pretty big deal under the state law.
Okay. As long as it's verbatim state law for being specific to that category, that's fine. Anybody else have any questions or comments on the procurement ordinance. Any objections to moving it to the consent agenda?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Well, that concludes our new business. Any old business? We have none. Any additional business?
Not for me.
None.
All right. Well, with that, hearing none, I guess we can adjourn at 6:15.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good evening.
Adios.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.